big oily lesson in supply and demand. I'm David Brancaccio. The Biden administration announced this morning that it's going to release tens of millions of barrels of crude oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. It's a bid to push down soaring gas prices, and in a first, the U.S. is getting a host of other countries to also tap into their emergency pools of oil. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here with the latest.
The White House says the Energy Department will draw down 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. 32 million barrels will be released in a kind of swap where oil companies take crude but are required to return it with interest. The Biden administration says this drawdown will lower oil prices by correcting a mismatch between the supply of crude and demand, which is increasing as the economy recovers from the pandemic.
And the U.S. and other countries turned this into a kind of team effort?
Yeah, President Biden convinced other big oil consumers to do the same thing. So countries like China, India, Japan, and South Korea will also release oil. The president has pressured OPEC to boost its production to increase supply and drive down prices. OPEC refused. So the administration turned to the stockpile, and the White House says the president, quote, stands ready to take additional action if needed. It also insists it's still committed to its clean energy goals.
When might this drift into lower prices at the pump?
We're not going to see an effect right away. The Energy Department says it takes 13 days from a president's decision to tap into the reserve for the oil to actually enter the U.S. market.
All right, Nancy, thank you. Crude traded in New York is currently down 1.3%, $75.78 a barrel. Let's do the stock numbers. Here, the Dow future, little changed. The S&P future is down 0.1%. The NASDAQ future down 0.4%. Bloomberg News and the Wall Street Journal are reporting that Samsung of South Korea is about to announce it's going to build a $17 billion microchip manufacturing plant in Taylor, Texas, outside of Austin. Production could start within about 2 years and bring with it 1,800 jobs. Reportedly, Taylor offered to cut property taxes by nearly 93% for Samsung for the first 10 years. Now from Taylor, Texas to Tyler, Texas, no kidding. For some, a Thanksgiving tradition is ordering a whole smoked turkey from Texas, so smoked they can ship them across the country and they arrive ready to eat. Normally, over the holidays, Greenberg Smoked Turkey of Tyler, Texas, ships 200,000 of these, but last November, about a year ago, we had told you about a big fire that destroyed the already smoked inventory, essentially just before they shipped. The fire burned 2 days, and although no one was hurt, the timing could not have been worse. Last year, I spoke with the proprietor, Sam Greenberg, and he told me this.
Any business would be concerned, especially a seasonal business, that if you weren't in operation for a year, that people would forget about you. We're going to have a better facility, and our customers are going to, I think they will come back in droves.
Well, Sam Greenberg himself joins me now again, a year later. What happened?
Well, I was right. They are coming back in full force, and it is it's marvelous. We've never had sales like we're having this year for Thanksgiving, and I have no doubt it'll carry over into Christmas.
So there was the big fire. You've rebuilt. That's all done.
The building's complete. It's so nice because it's not 40 years old. Everything is where it needs to be. It's very efficient. It's great.
And, you know, I'm asking every business about this right now. How are you doing on staffing, Mr. Greenberg? I mean, when your operation was out after the fire, you might have lost some people, you know, to other jobs. And everybody tells us hiring is hard right now.
Well, we've had some minor issues hiring a shipping crew because it is so sporadic as to when our shipping days are. But as far as the staff that stays here from September through December 24th, that staffing was easy. We had a line of employees coming back.
So a big week must be the week before Thanksgiving?
Last week was very large. We had several days that we had 15,000 turkeys leaving here. And we had never labeled that many outbound packages in one day, and we did it.
Do you see any lessons in this ordeal that you've been through that other businesses that get hit by disaster might use as, I don't know, a guide?
Well, first off, have good insurance. But other than that, when you're faced with a disaster, the sun does come up the next day. And you just have to get going and get back in business. And I was laser focused, as well as everybody out here, my full-time employees, the 14 of us, we were all laser focused on getting this building complete and getting back in business.
Sam Greenberg, Greenberg Smoked Turkey out of Tyler, Texas. Thank you so much.
David, thank you. And I appreciate your calling and your concern and your interest.
And before we go, a quick note on the music we mix into the middle of this program. We do get inquiries. We've been inviting our treasured listeners, that means you, to make suggestions for snippets of tunes for us. We're collecting submissions and have been getting some great ones. It's not lyrics we're after. It's really the vibe. It's the why, I don't know, spirit of collaboration, respect for what they call the hive mind. If you have a suggestion, use the email music@marketplace.org. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Meredith Gerritsen, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.